This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Joining us in the den is Adrian Muffy, Guy Drayton. Good morning, Adrian.
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm good. What do you have for us?
I have Today, Tomorrow, When the War Began, which is a preview of sorts because the film opens next week in cinemas. It'll be open around the first week of September. It's the movie version of John Marsden's book series, the Tomorrow series, to be precise, which is 7 books. Which has actually now been in print. It's 1 million copies in print, and it's in 5 languages. So
wow.
A lot of people know about it, which is why I think it'll be a successful film.
I can only read one.
At a time.
No, one language.
Yeah, well, same with me.
I've seen the other books, but I can't read them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sorry, anywho. Okay.
So it's won numerous awards for adult fiction, and it's also on the book the curriculum book list for senior high school students. And it's the story of Ellie Linton, who's played in the film by Caitlin Stacey. She plans one last adventure before school holidays end, a trip to a remote location in the bush that the locals have ominously dubbed hell. When they actually reach this sort of location, it's more like, rather than being like hell, it's actually like a bit of a oasis and turns into a bit of a hidden paradise for them as they camp out for a few days. There's 7 or 8 friends that she goes with. She takes a sort of band of friends to sort of celebrate the holidays before they go back to school. During their week-long stay, the outside world becomes a bit of a distant memory, but that is until one night several squads of low-flying jets make an unexpected appearance in the night sky and they wonder what happens. So on their sort of exit from this lush paradise, they vow to make the trip an annual event. But when they return to their small hometown of Wirrawee, they discover that something is amiss. The parents are gone, some of their pets have met an untimely demise, and everybody has vanished.
What do you mean by untimely demise?
Well, what's untimely? Well, you know, they were alive, but they're dead.
Oh, dead, you know, dogs. I see. Okay, just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So they, they've passed before their time.
Okay, that's much better.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
So they make a bit of a shocking discovery that the local showground has turned into a bit of a prison internment camp, and the entire population of Wirrawee are being held captive by a foreign military force. Now, I believe in the books, the foreign military force isn't actually identified, but the film does. And this has been the speculation of much blogging and internet talk. And I think I'll leave that for viewers to discover for themselves, but it's quite an interesting... It's only a quick reveal.
Okay.
In a bit of a violent scene.
Zealanders.
So when the hostile forces become alerted to the presence of the teenagers, Ellie and her friends band together to escape, outwit, and strike back against this mysterious enemy that has seized control of their hometown. So, I mean, thematically, Marsden's books and the film explore the fertile period between adolescence and adulthood, and his protagonists kind of leave their carefree, childish ways behind and realise that they have to embrace an uncertain future. And they have to literally make life and death decisions. And I've read, actually, that Marsden wrote the books with the view to thinking that this generation of people has never experienced anything like war. So it was sort of like a cautionary tale, I suppose, for teenagers about how they would actually deal with this sort of thing. And, yeah, I guess for me, if it has themes, it kind of quite eloquently examines the coming of age, leaving childish ways behind. You know, the Corinthians verse 1, I think it's 1 Corinthians 13:11. I'm leaving childish ways behind and starting the kind of, putting all the things behind us and coming into adulthood. So Marsden's books and Stuart Beattie's excellent screenplay writes kind of this thematically over their lives. It's an excellent ensemble cast headed by, surely soon to be headhunted by Hollywood, Caitlin Stacey as Ellie. She's really good in this. It's an ambitious kind of action film. I think it's really the first since Mad Max that has been handsomely mounted, and it's well written and looks great. And I'm sure everybody who's read the book will be flocking to the cinemas to see it. Now, it is rated M because it's a mature teenage story. So, yeah.
How many New Zealanders out of 10? Sorry, I'm sticking with my New Zealand theory.
I wanted to know how many dogs who had met their
No, don't.
We'll go with New Zealanders.
I'm going to give it 8.5.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. For Aussie, that's even better. That's a fantastic effort.
Thanks.
Thank you, Adrian.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.